From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Every year, thousands of bands descend on Austin for a hurricane of live music. We call it South by Southwest. How do you make sense of it all? You need a list. Over the next hour, we've got a mix of picks, some artists we think deserve your attention at South by Southwest 2014, and they range from all over the musical spectrum, from hip-hop and folk to indie rock and desert blues. Plus, we get help from some music experts from the Austin American Statesman, the Austin Chronicle, and our home station, KUTX. No wristbands or platinum badges needed. It's The List, South by Southwest 2014, as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. All the artists you'll hear today on the program will be performing at South by Southwest 2014. And if you miss a name or you want to find out where and when they're playing, don't worry. We got you covered. Just head to KUTX.org and look for Austin Music Experience. And without further ado, let's get started.
Hi, I'm Lori Gallardo. I'm a show host and producer here at KUTX. You might think that after being inundated by more than our share of incredible psych bands here in Austin, plus having our very own Austin Psych Fest, hello, that I would be a tad burned out by now on all of this psych music. But you know what? I'm not. I love every single bit of it, which is why I'm very excited about my selection. The band I'm really looking forward to seeing this year at South by Southwest is Temples. Temples is a quartet from Kettering, England, that tends to weave a very heavy mid to late 60s psychedelic feel, and they also manage to channel something medieval to the quality of their music. It's got a medieval vibe, right down to this big cathedral-sounding organ that they've got on the album. It's classic psychedelia. must-see band for me this year at South by Southwest is Temples.
I'm John Parsons, KUTX Saturday morning host, and my pick for South by Southwest 2014 is Angel Olsen. I literally just saw Angel Olsen a couple weeks ago, Red 7. She made her Austin debut with her band. It was a sold-out show, and it was amazing. And you're probably thinking, why do you have to see her again? You just saw her. And this is South by Southwest, where there are thousands of bands that you've never heard of coming. Why do you choose her? Well, her brand new album, Burn Your Fire for No Witness, is just my favorite album right now. I cannot stop listening to it because she captures this very haunting quality that is so rare on a record so flawlessly. But seeing it live is something else entirely. It's spellbinding. And I urge you to see it if you haven't had the chance yet. Check out High Five from Burn Your Fire for No Witness to see why she's my South by Southwest 2014 pick. I feel so lonesome I could cry, but instead I'll pass the time sitting lonely with somebody lonely too. Well, there's nothing in the world I'd rather do. Now tell me if you don't feel this way, but all I want, all I ever need is someone out there who believes, sometimes believes, not always believes, sometimes believes. Now we don't have to take it to it. High Five from Angel Olsen. I'm John Parsons, and that's my pick for South by Southwest 2014.
This is The List. Must-see artists at South by Southwest 2014 from the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Tyler Pratt. I'm a host and producer and the music news guy for KUTX here in Austin. And if I had to pick an absolute favorite song from 2013, it's hands down Sanford Means' Sunsick. It's just one of those songs that immediately captivates you, and if you're in the right headspace, it can move you to tears. The track also features the girls from Lucius in the chorus, which is another band that I fell in love with last year. Sanford Mean is this Baroque pop group from Brooklyn that is the brainchild of this Yale composer, Ellis Ludwig Leone. The whole album is filled with unpredictable, almost avant-garde arrangements, strings, horns, harmonies, surprising vocals, lyrics that really make you think. Sanford Mean is a band that is certainly unique and, in my opinion, special. And I'm really excited to see them this year.
I found me a hopeless case and resolved to love. Maybe we can find a decent place when I'm old enough.
hopeless case. Oh, 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 I'll fall for you soon enough. I've resolved to love. Now I know it's just another love, cause I'm old enough. Sell eyes like they're only drugs, here to pick me up. I'll fall for you soon enough. Oh, oh,
oh, oh, don't be scared.
But it's a harder kind of fear.
Hold on tight.
You must hold on.
I'm Tyler Pratt, and that was Sunsick by San Fermin, my pick for this year's South by Southwest.
Hi, this is Raul Hernandez. I'm the music editor with the Austin Chronicle, and one of the bands at South by South that I probably won't be seeing because I'll be busy working, but would like to see, is Vintage Trouble. I came across Vintage Trouble last fall for our the Chronicle's ACL preview, and what immediately caught my attention about them is that that band was on every single one of my writers' lists. They all wanted to preview it or review it. And I thought, who the heck is Vintage Trouble? Thought it was a bit of a wonky name, had never heard of it, but suddenly there it was on everyone's list. So I edited, sounded interesting, got our preview together, and then there I was out at Zilker Park, and they were playing the rock stage out there. And they were incredible. They went off like a riot. They will leave your jaw on the floor. They left everybody in that crowd agape. You know, it was like, what the heck just happened? So I think it's a bit of a strange name. I don't think people really know it, but you will go, you will see it, and you will be converted.
Shoes, man, gave me the blues, and me dance. Moonshine, drinking, doing everything but forget. Blues, hand me downs. Racing the wrong way, chasing every skirt in town. Taking the long way, waiting for the sun to come out. Wheeling, hustling, dealing, and a shuffling. Blues, hand me downs. Lord, have mercy on my soul. His pride got the best of him and spoken to the rest of him. Blues hand me down. Lord have mercy on my soul. I didn't know, you never know. Hand me down, blues. Hand me down, blues. Hand me down, blues.
I'm Raul Hernandez with the Austin Chronicle, and that was Vintage Trouble with Blues Hand Me Down from their 2010 debut, The Bomb Shelter Sessions.
Coming up, more of the list. Must-see artists at South by Southwest 2014 as chosen by our music experts on the Austin Music Experience.
Thank you.
This is The List, must-see artists at South by Southwest 2014 from the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Art Levy, the producer of the Austin Music Experience and host at KUTX. And the band I'm most excited to see at South by Southwest this year is Y-Oak. They're a duo from Baltimore, and they're right in the midst of kind of a stylistic change. They used to be a really heavy guitar rock band, but their new music has more of a dance quality to it, an electronic quality to it. They're incredible live. The drummer is not just a drummer. He plays about four different instruments while drumming. It's incredible to see. You got to check them out. They've got a new album coming out called Shriek, and here's a taste from it. This is The Tower by Y-Oak. Little taste of the new direction of Y-Oak, a song called The Tower, and you got to check them out live. I'm Art Levy, Y-Oak, my pick for South by Southwest 2014.
I'm Jay Trachtenberg, the afternoon music host here on KUTX 98.9. I'm excited to see the Chilean hip-hop artist Anatijo, that's T-I-J-O-U-X. Her parents were political exiles to France during the 1970s during the Pinochet regime. And when the family returned to Chile, Ana got involved in music, particularly rap and hip-hop. She was with a band called Maquisa. Ana has a new album coming out in a couple of weeks called Vengo that's getting a lot of good word. She's really an exciting artist, and that's who I'm looking forward to seeing at South by Southwest.
Voy a tomar el viento a mi favor y a navegar hacia un viaje mejor y a contemplar la infinidad del sol con la certeza de un trato madre que duerme poco pero sueña mucho y que aprende más de sus hijos que del mundo adulto cuando grande quiero ser un niño reírme contigo de un modo sencillo con las pocas horas que tengo contigo debo yo pelear con peces que quieren ser amigos que hablan al oído a través de comerciales y que seducen mediante sus canales pero ya ves estamos tú y yo construyendo un mundo para los dos por ti por mí y todos los compañeros que ya no le compran a este sucio juego. Nada tiene sentido, incluso lo que yo diga no suene divertido. No te digo que el mundo está acabado, pero los peces gordos están en todos lados. No estoy en contra de que juguemos, solo contarte cómo es el juego. Kidsaño no es un parque y el mall no es una plaza. Y ese celular a los amigos no reemplaza. Y quiero para ti cosas sencillas, que dibujes un mundo de justicia y alegría. Y yo sé que afuera todo brilla, pero si tú lo miras, verás la mentira.
I'm Jay Trachtenberg. That was Ana Tijo, and she's my pick for South by Southwest 2014.
You're listening to Must See Artists at South by Southwest 2014. We call it The List from the Austin Music Experience.
Hi, I'm John Ailey. You're a host of Eclecticos here at KUTX 98.9, and St. Vincent is coming to be part of South by Southwest. She's an artist who does innovative, different kinds of things. Hard to pin her down what kind of music she is. But she grew up in Dallas and was a member of the Polyphonic Spree and toured with Sufjan Stevens. And she's been in opening acts for just about everybody, Death Cab for Cutie and Grizzly Bear, things like that. And I think you're going to be excited to go and hear St. Vincent. Here she is.
I let them
That was St. Vincent, one of our picks for South by Southwest. I'm John Ailey.
Hi, this is Jeff McCord. I'm music director here at KUTX and host of Friday Night's Left of the Dial. One of the bands I'm most excited about at the upcoming South by Southwest is Tenarion, who are returning to Austin to play a number of shows, including part of our Four Seasons broadcast on Saturday at 11 a.m. Tenarion is a band made up of nomadic musicians from the sub-Saharan region of northern Mali. They originally met in a Libyan refugee camp, and though their lineup has changed a bit throughout the years, they retain their wandering ways. They prefer to sleep outdoors. In fact, their new album, Imar, is their first not recorded outside. Despite hailing from such an exotic location, their music blends in American blues and rock and roll into a mixture that is one of a kind. Here's Tenarion from their new album, Imar, a track called Kud Ed Zamin. From their album Imar, that's Tenarion, one of the acts I'm most looking forward to seeing at South by Southwest. I'm Jeff McCord.
Coming up, we'll give you more of The List, our picks for South by Southwest 2014, as chosen by our music experts on the Austin Music Experience. This is The List, must-see artists at South by Southwest 2014 from the Austin Music Experience.
This is Peter Blackstock, music writer for the Austin American Statesman. One of my picks for South by Southwest this year is a Canadian artist named Basha Bulat. She's a singer-songwriter who lives in Toronto and is sort of part of the extended Arcade Fire family. Some of the people in that band helped produce her record and have played on her records, but she doesn't really sound that much like them. She's kind of a singer-songwriter, but definitely more on the indie side of the fence. The thing that I find most impressive about her is I've seen her play several times, and she plays at least a half a dozen instruments over the course of a show. So what comes out is, I think, pretty unique and pretty different sounding. So this song is called Wires, off of Basha Bulat's latest record, Tall, Tall Shadow.
Talk me out of my lies and forgive myself for trying. Tell me to be brave tonight, and if we compare the timing, take me out of the wild, build up my frame of mind, and burn it till you're set on fire. Tell me when you cut the wires, talk me out of this town, open this heart of mine. Tell me when you cut the wires now, open this heart of mine. Hope for my sake, you know, study well before you hear it, every beat and every note, you'll remember when you're near it. Take me out of the wild, build up my frame of mind, and burn it till you're set on fire. Tell me when you cut the wires, talk me out of this time, open this heart of mine. Tell me, did you cut the
This is Peter Blackstock, music writer for the Austin American Statesman, and that was Basha Bulat, one of my picks for South by Southwest.
It's Susan Castle, morning show host on KUTX, and a band that I'm really excited to see this year is a Swedish trip-hop band known as Little Dragon. And their name was inspired by vocalist Yukimi Nagano, known for throwing tantrums in the recording studio, thus the name. But she and her bandmates have been friends since high school, so they just roll with it. The band will be releasing a new LP this May called Nobuma Rubber Band on May 13th here in the U.S. But this is the title track to their last album. It's called Ritual Union, from Little Dragon. And my pick to click for South by 2014.
Hello.
Nice Ritual Union by the Swedish trip-hop band Little Dragon, one of the many bands I'm looking forward to catching this South by Southwest. I'm Susan Castle, and this is the Austin Music Experience.
You're listening to Must See Artists at South by Southwest 2014. We call it The List from the Austin Music Experience.
This is Haley Howell. I'm a producer here at KUTX. My pick for South by Southwest this year is a solid country act. It may sound a little tame for South by, but just hear me out. Every year, South by Southwest brings a lot of interesting, experimental music to our city. Everything's trying to grab your attention. People are dressed in wacky outfits, doing outlandish things to stand out from the other thousand acts that are playing at the same time. It's like sensory overload walking around downtown. So I decided to pick a fun country singer named Sturgill Simpson. He's from Kentucky, and his music sounds like some of the best country music from the 70s. His live show is the perfect place to have a beer, do some country dancing, and remember that you're in Texas. You're not going to see lasers, you're not going to see any crazy costumes, but you are going to hear some really good music and have a really good time. Here's Sturgill Simpson with an uplifting song, Life Ain't Fair and the World Is Mean.
Well, that labor man said, son, I can sing a little bit more clear. Said your voice might be too genuine, song's a little too sincere. Can you sing a little more about outlaws and the way things used to be? Told me you just worry about writing them songs, leave everything else to me. Daddy was a highwayman, but never wrote any old country song. Papa never stayed out raising hell till the break of dawn. But he raised a proud coal miner's daughter, and I'm proud to be her son. Told me, boy, I don't care if you hit it big, cause you're already number one. That's the way it goes, this day and age. Said, hang out and read between the lines, and you just gotta turn the page. Well, the most outlaw thing I ever done, give a good woman a ring. That's the way it goes, life ain't fair and the world is mean. Still got the wife and the dog, but I swapped my truck out for a van. I'm gonna hit the road, finally into that long white line in the promised land. You won't hear my song on the radio, new sounds all the rage. You can always find me in a smoky bar, bad sound in a dim lit stage. That's the way it goes, this day and age. Said you ain't got to read between the lines, and you just gotta turn the page. Life ain't fair and the world is mean. That's the way it goes. Life ain't fair and the world is mean.
That's Sturgill Simpson. He's my pick for South by Southwest 2014. I'm Haley Howell, and you're listening to the Austin Music Experience.
Hi, I'm Matt Riley, and I host afternoons here at KUTX. And one of the acts I'm really excited about is a band from the UK called Kins. And I love the way they describe themselves. They describe themselves as a guitar pop quartet who specialize in the sound of doubt, detachment, and muted aggression. What I like about it is it's angular and it kind of defies your expectations. Just when you think the song is going to explode and become conventional, they kind of rein it in a little bit. And I guess that's where the doubt and muted aggression come in. Detachment, too. But let's hear this one from Kins right now. It's called Moccasins.
That was Kins, Matt Riley's pick for South by Southwest 2014. And I've got mine, The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger, or as they're also known, simply The Ghost. They recorded their new album in their home studio in New York, and they use all this weird experimental instrumentation and recording techniques. The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger had one full-length record called Acoustic Sessions, and then they had an EP that came out for Record Store Day, but the forthcoming Midnight Sun, which is out at the end of April, is their first full-fledged electric record with a full band. The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger, my pick for South by Southwest 2014. Midnight Sun, the song from the album of the same name, which comes out at the end of April by The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger, a group that features Sean Lennon and Charlotte Kemp Mull, and my pick for South by Southwest 2014. All our picks and schedules are at KUTX.org. Just look for Austin Music Experience. And with thousands of bands, we probably missed something. What are your picks? Who are you most excited to see at South by Southwest? Drop us a line on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AustinMusicExperience. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy with help from myself, Special thanks to our expert panel for offering their picks. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.